A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Lamed Aleph, Beya 31a, pagination, page 61, starting from the top, Masnisin Enu Mishnah. Our topic over here is how prepared must something be in order not to be considered mukta on Yom Tif. A person wants to collect wood in order to fuel his fire on Yom Tif. And we want to know what condition must the wood be in. Gathered, not gathered, close to the city, not close to the city. How far can we take liberties in order to collect wood in order to fuel the fire on Yom Tif? So the Mishnah tells us, Mevi'im Eitzim min ha-sadeh, you're allowed to bring wood from the field, min ha-mechunas, if it was gathered, min ha-karpef afilu min ha-mefuzar, and from the karpef, the enclosure, even if it was spread out within the enclosure, this opinion says that you're still allowed to gather it on Yom Tif. Now, Taisvis makes an observation. Top Taisvis, Tema, I'm in wonderment to have a ma'amer. Gathering bundles on Shabbos or Yom Tif is one of the 39 malachas and would be forbidden. Duhu av malacha, it's a primary prohibition. And likewise, any form of gathering each thing according to its normal way of gathering is going to be considered ma'amer. So that, for example, apple picking, as we know it, which doesn't necessarily involve any picking of apples, but rather in many cases simply gathering them from what has already fallen to the ground. So if you're picking it from the place of growth, it's the av malacha of kotzer. That's cutting it from the place of growth. But if you're simply picking it from the ground, it is still an av malacha. It's called ma'amer, gathering it. Doesn't matter if you gather stalks of grain and put a twine around them to bundle them, because that's its way of gathering. Or you put apples in a bushel, because that's its way of gathering. And it should be an av malacha to gather the wood. Wood is also something that grew from the ground, and you're gathering it. It's the equivalent of a harvesting, gathering, in order to use it in a different location. For Yeshlomah, Tosfos answers, De lo shayach imur el b'makom shegidelim sham. Imur, gathering, only applies in the place of growth. And that's the basic logic that we talk about. If someone has a bunch of apples that scatter in the kitchen, so can I gather them? Is it imur? And the answer is, this is not its place of growth. And Taisvis is saying that that would hold true even in the karpef, even though it's outdoors, since this wood did not grow here. It was cut from a tree, chopped, spliced, and then placed into this karpef. Even if it was scattered and you had to gather it, according to this opinion, it's not a blatant violation of Imur because it's not its place of growth. We'll see, the Gemara is going to back off from this opinion, though. Ezeu karpef, what's considered this karpef enclosure, that the wood inside of it is semi-designated? Kol she samach le'ir divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that has to be near the city. Rabbi Yossi amar kol she nechnasin l'mila b'poseches afilu b'soch tchum Shabbos. It could even be farther away from the city, as long as it's still within the tchum, provided that it needs a key to gain entry, because that's a degree of control that the owner has, and therefore its contents are not considered mukza. Now the Gemara is going to back off from the liberty that we saw on the second line of the Mishnah. Karpef, even if it's spread out, based on a contradiction. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we have a quote from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Emivim Eitzim Ela Mina Mechunasim Shebekarpeth. You're only allowed to bring wood for the fire from what was gathered in the Karpeth enclosure. But apparently Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel are not quoting, as our Mishnah did, that the Karpeth, even if it's spread out in the Karpeth, you're still allowed to do it. And therefore the Gemara asks, beginning of the next line, V'anan tanan mina karpef afilu mina mefuzarim. We learnt in our Mishnah that if it's a karpef enclosure, then even if it's spread out, you're allowed to do it. And the Gemara says that this is an example of a Mishnah that we do not paskin like. Masnisin yichidoahi. The Mishnah is an individual, and it is not the mainstream view of the Chachamim, of the sages. The Tanya, as we learnt, and we'll see, that what is said now matches beautifully with our Mishnah, but what we're bringing to the table is that it is the opinion of an individual, because this Braisa is prefaced with a name. And that name lets us know that this is not the mainstream opinion. Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Lo nechnuku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel amefuzarim shabesados. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue, meaning they're in agreement that when you have something spread out in the field, she'ein mevi'im, you're not allowed to bring that wood. V'ala mechunasim shabekarpef shemevi'im. And what's gathered in the karpef, in the enclosure, you're allowed to bring, because it's gathered and it's in the enclosure. Amal nechnuku, what was the disagreement? That Beis Shammai is more strict than Beis Hillel, and we would paskin like Beis Hillel. Ala mufuzarim shebekarpef, if it's spread out in the karpef, in the enclosure, v'ala mechunasim shebesados, and if it's gathered in the fields. Shebeis Shammai amrim lo yavi, Beis Shammai say don't bring, and Beis Hillel amrim yavi, and Beis Hillel say you do bring, you could. So again, mufuzarim shebekarpef, spread out in a karpef, is a machlokes. Beis Hillel said you could bring from that, and we would paskin like that, and that matches our Mishnah. But what the Gemara is bringing to the table here is that this proves that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and it is not the universally held opinion. And when Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel tells us from the Karpef you could only bring mechunasim gathered, that's the way we would paskin, and we would not go with this Mishnah, because it is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar and not the others who argue with him. The Gemara continues. Omar Rava, Rava said, Ale kanim v'ale gefanim, if you have leaves of reeds or of vines, afal gavde mikan filuhu, even if they're gathered, Umosvi, they're sitting. Kevin de imadli zika, if a wind would come, a normal wind, mevadaluhu, it would scatter them. Kimufuzarim damu, they're considered halachically scattered, even if the ordinary wind never came, and therefore they didn't get scattered. They're considered halachically scattered. In other words, the person's intent is removed from these leaves, and they're not considered gathered. Va'asurim, and you're not allowed to use it for the fire, according to the way we just ruled, that in a karpef, if it's scattered, you're not allowed to use it. V'asnach mona me'esmal alayu, but if you put something on top of them from before yomtiv, shapri domi, that would work, because then they're not prone to getting scattered. So let's stop there. Just one observation, again, going back to the first part of what we said, to realize that as much as the Mishnayos are semi-codified, trying to record Torah Shabbal Peh, the different rulings, but as we see over here, unless you've learned the Gemara, and sometimes unless you've learned the Poskim, and you see how all the different literatures and texts come together, you can't really paskin directly from the Mishnah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.